So today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu to enlighten us on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 20. Prabhuji, you can take over the class now. Thank you so much for your very valuable association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, my humble obeisances to all the devotees. We are continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. We are reading the chapter entitled Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Instructs Sanatan Goswami in the Science of the Absolute Truth. We are reading from the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 20th, verse number 362. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying,
Ei saba karya tanra tatashta lakshana anya avatara aiche jane munigana.
Translation and purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, all these activities are His marginal characteristics. Great saintly persons understand the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the indications of the two characteristics known as Swarupa and Tatashta. All the incarnations of Krishna should be understood in this way. We'll go to the next verse, verse number 363.
अवतार काले हया जगते गोचारा ऐ दुई लक्षण के जाना ये ईश्वर.
Translation. At the time of their appearance, the incarnations of the Lord are known in the world because people can consult the Shastras to understand an incarnation's chief characteristics known as Swarupa and Tatashta. In this way, the incarnations become known to great saintly persons. Verse number 364.
सनातन कहे याते ईश्वर लक्षण पिता वर्ण कार्य प्रेम दान संकीर्तन.
Translation, Sanatan Goswami said, the color of the personality in whom the characteristics of the Lord are found is yellowish. His activities include the distribution of love of Godhead and the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Verse number 365.
Kali kale sei Krishna avatar nischaya sudrida kariya kaha yauka samashaya.
Translation. The incarnation of Krishna for this age is indicated by these symptoms. Please confirm this definitely so that all my doubts will go away. Purport. Sanatan Goswami wanted to confirm the fact that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Krishna for this age. According to the Shastra, in Kali Yuga, the Lord would assume a golden... One second. The Lord... The Lord would assume a golden or yellow color and would distribute love of Krishna and the Sankirtan movement. In accordance with the Shastra and the saintly persons, these characteristics were vividly displayed
by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it was therefore clear that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was an incarnation of Krishna. He was confirmed by the Shastras and his characteristics were accepted by saintly people. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not escape Sanatan Goswami's argument, he remained silent on this point and thereby indirectly accepted Sanatan's statement. By this, we can clearly understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the direct incarnation of Lord Krishna. Verse number 366.
Prabhu ko hai chaturali chada sanatana shaktya vesha avatarera shunavi varna.
Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, O Sanatan, you must give up your intelligent tricks now. Just try to understand the description of the Shaktyavesh avatars.
Om Adnyanati Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadigaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. I would like to thank all the devotees who are listening, and I would also like to offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all of you. I would also like to beg you to please shower your blessings upon me so that I may be able to serve you properly by describing and discussing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in a way
that is pleasing to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing our study of Sanatan Shiksha, the transcendental teachings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to his intimate devotee and disciple, Srila Sanatan Goswami. These five verses that we read today are extremely sweet, and they describe the intimate nature of the dealings between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. How great is the Lord? We were in the preceding verses of this most instructive and educational chapter. In the preceding verses, we saw the profound description given by the Supreme Lord himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Himself, he is describing the greatness of God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described that the original Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Ete cham sakala pumsa krishnasto bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam hridayanti yuge yuge ishvara parama krishna satchidananda vigraha anadiradir govinda sarvakarana karanam. Krishna, the cowherd boy, the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, the darling of Srimati Radharani, the best friend of the Gopas, the life and soul of the Vraja Gopis, the Prananath of the beautiful loving cows of Vrindavan, the naughty friend of the monkeys of Vrindavan. He is the supreme original Bhagavan, Personality of Godhead. And from him comes Balaramji. And from Balaramji comes the Dham Shakti. And the whole spiritual and material worlds manifest from him. And the Chaturviva comprising of Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, or Ram, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna, they are all coming from Krishna's expansion as Balaramji. And this Shankarshan, for the sake of creating the material world, which is just a small part of the entire creation, the spiritual world being much larger, in this material world, Shankarshan comes as Mahavishnu, who is also called as Karana Dakshai Vishnu. And from his breathing, when he is in his Yog Nidra, from his breathing, innumerable universes manifest. With each exhalation, now please pay attention, this is extremely sweet. This is not a technical description, this is extremely sweet what we are going to describe. So just imagine, there is a huge spiritual world, and then in the beautiful spiritual sky, there is just a small cloud called Mahatattva. This is where all the material creation happens. And the Supreme Lord in the form of Shankarshan comes here, and from his, he lays down in Yoga Nidra. Not like he is, you know, tightening his waist belt and, you know, pulling up his sleeves and getting down on his knees and doing some construction work to construct the material. No. He just comes and he lies down in Yoga Nidra, and just from his breathing, breathing is so effortless. While talking to all of you, I'm breathing. Since our conference call started, since Priti Vilasini Mataji started this conference call today, how many times we have inhaled and exhaled without even realizing? Without even realizing. It is so effortless. It takes some effort to sit cross-legged and give a class, or sit cross-legged and hear a class. It takes some effort to, you know, walk. It takes some effort to chant, to do anything. It takes effort. But it hardly takes any effort to breathe. It's practically effortless, involuntary activity. Practically, we don't even realize it. Just we are breathing. So just from his breathing, which is the easiest thing to do, most natural thing to do, Mahavishnu or Karanadaksha Vishnu, every time he exhales, just like we exhale innumerable atoms of air with each breath, when Mahavishnu breathes out, when he exhales, innumerable universes come out. And in each of this universe, the same Mahavishnu, Shankarshan, same Mahavishnu, he enters in the form of Garbhodakshay Vishnu. And from his own perspiration, an ocean is formed. And he lays down on that ocean, on a bed of his own expansion, Anandashesh, who is his own expansion but in the mood of a servitor, in the mood of a devotee, servant. And on this bed of Ananta, Garbhodakshay Vishnu lies down in an ocean made from his own perspiration. And from his navel sprouts a beautiful lotus flower. And on this lotus flower, Brahmaji takes birth. And Brahmaji creates a universe, and in that universe again, this Garbhodakshay Vishnu enters in the form of Shirodakshay Vishnu. And then there is a spiritual planet within that material world called Shvetadvip, where Shirodakshay Vishnu lives, but he is not limited to that planet, Shvetadvip. He enters each and every atom and molecule of the universe that Brahmaji has created as the Paramatma. And every living entity has this Shirodakshay Vishnu as Paramatma in their hearts. And Brahmaji lives for trillions of years. And in each and every day of Brahma, Brahma lives for 100 years of Brahmalok. 100 years. And each and every day of Brahma, there are 14 manvantars, 14 manus. And in each reign of each manu, the lifetime of each manu, there is a manvantara avatar. Krishna himself comes as a manvantara avatar. Lord Vishnu himself comes as a manvantara avatar. And then there are 1,000 cycles of Satya Yug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug, Kali Yug in each day of Brahma. And in each of these yugas, again, Lord Vishnu comes as a Yuga avatar. So this Brahma, like that, he lives for 100 years of Brahmalok. And in each day of Brahma, means 365 multiplied by 100, because he lives for 100 years. That many days, and in each day, 14 manvantara avatars. And there are, in each day, there are 1,000 cycles of the yugas. So 1,000 multiplied by 4, 4,000 yuga avatars in each day of Brahma, one Brahma. And there are innumerable Brahmas, because innumerable material universes have come out from Karanadakshay Vishnu. So There are so many Brahmajis, and each day, so many Manvantars. So in each day, if you calculate, there are in the lifetime of one Brahma, there are more than 500,000 Manvantara avatars. And what to speak of the Yuga avatars, because there are so many Yugas in one Manvantara, in one lifetime of a Manu. So there are countless incarnations of Krishna, all in one exhalation. All this is happening. This whole Brahma's birth and death and Manvantars and Manus and so many Yuga avatars and everything. All these innumerable universes with innumerable Brahmajis. Everything is manifesting is just one exhalation of Mahavishnu, also called as Karanadakshaya Vishnu. And then Mahavishnu breathes in, he inhales, and all of this, all these Brahmas, all these demigods, everything becomes unmanifested. Just imagine. And then again Mahavishnu breathes out and everything is manifested. And he breathes in and everything is unmanifested. Everything is destroyed. And the source of this Mahavishnu is sitting with Sanatana Goswami and having these loving exchanges with him. He is describing all these avatars of the four yugas, their different colors, white, red, black, and golden. And Sanatana Goswami cannot control himself and he's saying, so the Yuga avatar for this Kali Yuga is going to be golden in color and he's going to propagate the Harinam Sankirtan. Can you just confirm this? So that, you know, all my doubts are gone. So indirectly he's telling this Channa avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who does not want to reveal his identity. He wants to remain just a devotee. And here is Sanatana Goswami, very naughtily, very lovingly, in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, trying to trick Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into admitting his godhood. Just see the sweetness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very gently, lovingly chastises him and says, stop this chaturai, stop this intelligent, stop being over smart with me, okay? And now just hear about the Shaktavesha avatars. Let me continue my description. I'm going to talk about Shaktavesha avatars now. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So sweet, so beautiful. These are the loving exchanges taking place between the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Hari, and his intimate devotee, Srila Sanatana Goswami, who is the Sambandha Acharya for our entire Sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. He is our Sambandha Acharya, Srila Sanatana Goswami. How exalted our acharyas are. And because our acharyas are so exalted, so great, we are greatly fortunate to have taken shelter. And we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for establishing ISKCON, establishing Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, from where we are getting all these wonderful scriptures which are deeper than the deepest ocean. Just imagine if we actually sit down and we try to go deep into what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us through his followers. Srimad Bhagavatam. So deep, that same Bhagavatam with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, would sit with Srimati Radharani in the form of Gadadhar Pandit. Both of them would sit at Tota Gopinath in Jagannath Puri. And every day, for several hours, they would read Srimad Bhagavatam, discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. That same Srimad Bhagavatam, each and every verse has been translated into the English language. Word for word, Sanskrit to English, synonyms are given. The pronunciation guide is there. Detailed commentary is given in the form of Bhaktivedanta purports. And in the same way, we have the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we have the full Bhagavad Gita. And we have a summary study of the 10th canto Krishna book. We have summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is the most important book for practicing bhakti in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. We have the Upadeshamrit Nectar of Instruction. So much has been given to us. There are so many lectures by Srila Prabhupada. There are so many lectures by his great disciples who have fully realized what is coming in our great parampara. And they have perfected their lives. And they are giving so many lectures. They have given so many lectures which we can hear. They have written so many books which we can read. There is so much to do. There is no limit to how deep we can go in this very lifetime. And then we have been given so many temples where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Radha Krishna, Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra are being worshipped. And we can get duly trained. We can try to become duly qualified and engage in Archa Vigraha Seva, in ISKCON. We can have deities at our own home, and we can go deep in our seva to our own deities at home. There are so many services. We can do sankirtan, we can distribute books, we can preach. So much to do in our beautiful society. Where is the time for prajalpa? Where is the time for prajalpa? We should be busy. And then we have service, we have seva towards our own family members. We have to inspire them, encourage them, nurture them in Krishna consciousness. So much to do. Where is the time for distractions? Where is the time for prajalpa? Where is the time for time pass? So we should be busy, we should be enthusiastic, and we should take shelter of association of devotees who inspire us in this way. So this is very beautiful, what we are discussing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We should relish this, we should internalize this, we should meditate on this, and we should discuss this with each other. These loving exchanges between Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just a few days ago, on Friday, was the appearance day of Ganga Mata Goswamini. With your permission, I would like to speak a few words in her glorification, if it has not been already done, because Friday we usually read Srila Prabhupada Leelamrit. So has anybody in the last 2-3 days discussed about Ganga Mata Goswamini on the conference call?
I don't think so, Prabhu.
Okay. So we will discuss about Ganga Mata Goswamini. It is very, very much relevant to this section of the Shastra that we are reading, which is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because in the year, if I remember correctly, 1601 AD, 1601 AD, Ganga Mata Goswamini appeared in this world, and she disappeared from this world in the year 1721 AD, based on the records of the Ganga Mata Math in Jagannath Puri. So that means she probably lived on this planet for 120 years, if this information is that we are given is correct. So she lived a very long life, and she came third generation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So not too much late after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifestation of his divine pastimes in this world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate associate was Gadadhar Pandit. In our Panchatattva mantra, we say, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam. So Bhakta Rupa is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came in the form of Bhakta Rupa. Swarupakam, and his own expansion is Nityananda Prabhu. So Swarupa is Nityananda Prabhu. Bhaktarupa Swarupakam, Bhaktavataram, incarnation in the form of a devotee of Mahavishnu, is Advaita Acharya. So Bhaktavataram is Advaita Acharya. Bhaktavataram, Bhaktakyam. Bhaktakyam means a devotee, Narad Muni. He is Srivas Thakur. Namami Bhakta Shakti Kam. And Bhakta Shakti, the devotional potency, Ladini Shakti, incarnation is Srimati Radharani is Gadadhar Pandit. So this Gadadhar Pandit, who is important member of the Panchatattva, his Bhakta Shakti, his Ladini Shakti, his incarnation of Srimati Radharani, this Gadadhar Pandit was the most intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhar Pandit's disciple, he had many disciples. One of his prominent disciples was Ananta Acharya. Ananta Acharya is an incarnation of Sudevi in Goloka Vrindavan. Among the Ashtasakis, the eight principal gopis, one of them is Sudevi. The Sudevi incarnated in Gaur Leela as Ananta Acharya, a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, who is Srimati Radharani. So Ananta Acharya's dearmost disciple was Haridas Pandit. Okay? And the disciple of Haridas Pandit was Ganga Mata Goswamini. So we'll see, we'll talk a few words about the beautiful, inspiring, extraordinary life of Ganga Mata Goswamini. So Ganga Mata Goswamini was born as Sachi Devi. Her birth name was Sachi Devi, not to be confused with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother, Sachi Mata. Ganga Mata Goswamini appeared later, and she, in the 17th century, and she was born to a zamindar, almost like a mini king, whose name was Naresh Narayan. So Naresh Narayan was like a princely, king of a princely state in Orissa. And his daughter was Sachi Devi. So Sachi Devi, from her birth, she was extremely devoted to Krishna. Extremely devoted to Krishna. She would love to see the deity of Krishna in the temple. She would love to hear about Krishna. She would love to hear Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam. When she grew up, she would love to read Srimad Bhagavatam and study about Krishna. So she grew up as a great devotee of Krishna. And her parents were trying to find a suitable boy for her when she came of age. But when she found out that my parents are trying to get me married, she was very clear. She told her parents that I have given my heart to Krishna and I cannot accept any mere mortal as my husband because I have already accepted Krishna as my eternal husband. So please do not try to get me married to any ordinary mortal of this world. So seeing her devotion, seeing her dedication, and her determination, her parents did not force her. And they reconciled themselves to this fact. And she continued to live as a great devotee. In due course of time, her father, Naresh Narayan, he passed away, mother passed away. And the responsibility of the kingdom fell on Ganga Mata Goswamini, who at that time was named Sachi Devi. And she had no husband. She never got married. So she had to shoulder the responsibility and she had no siblings. So she became a very able ruler of that kingdom of Gaudadesh. Now it comes under Bangladesh, the place where Ganga Mata Goswamini or Sachi Devi was born. But she was a very able ruler and she took care of her citizens like her own children. She encouraged everyone to become devotees of Krishna and she ruled the kingdom in a very just and Krishna-conscious way. And everybody was very happy. However, as it happens in the lives of these great devotees, very soon she developed intense vairagya, a feeling of complete renunciation. And she decided to renounce her worldly duties. So she designated all the services to her relatives. She appointed able members of her family to become the next rulers and take over the service. And she said that I would like to go to Jagannath Puri. I would like to go to Jagannath Puri and take darshan of Jagannathji at Jagannath Puri. So she traveled. I initially said that she was born in Orissa. No, she was born in Gaudadesh. Presently, it is part of Bangladesh. She was born there, and then she renounced her worldly duties and she came to Jagannath Puri. And when she saw the beautiful form of Jagannath Baldev Subhadramai, she went into an ecstasy. Yes, Jagannath, you are the one for whom I have waited all these years. And she performed her bhajan very nicely in Jagannath Puri. So she came from a royal family. She was a princess of her kingdom in Bengal. And she walked all the way from there to Jagannath Puri in Orissa. And she started living like a very simple lady, wearing simple clothes. She had no servants with her. She brought no money with her. And she was doing her bhajan in Jagannath Puri. And she was studying Srimad Bhagavatam in great detail. And then she had an inner inspiration in her heart. Pesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenama upayantite. When Krishna is pleased with our sincere sadhana, if we are constantly engaged in our sadhana, just the way our spiritual master has instructed us, chant Hare Krishna, follow the four regulative principles and avoid sinful life. And we have all been instructed by Srila Prabhupada on the authority of Rupa Goswami, that all of us, all ISKCON devotees, we must follow the Panchanga Bhakti. Who knows the Panchanga Bhakti? The five powerful processes of devotional service, which all of us ISKCON devotees have been instructed by Srila Prabhupada to do in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Can someone unmute and tell? This Panchanga Bhakti consists of Naam Seva, Harinam Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of Krishna, number one. Number two, Archa Vigraha Seva, serving the deity in the temple or at home, serving the deity of Krishna. Number three is studying the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Number four is Mathura Vas, or staying in Mathura Mandal. Mathura Mandal includes Vrindavan, Barsana, Govardhan, all these holy places. Staying in a holy place, holy dham. And number five, Vaishnava Seva. All of us, we should analyze our life and we should make sure that we are doing these five, practicing these five limbs of pure devotional service. Because out of the 64 limbs of devotional service, Rupa Goswami says these five are the most powerful. So we are chanting our 16 rounds minimum at home every day on Tulsi Japamala, that is Harinam. We should sing some aartis and kirtan with our family members every day at home. And when we go to the temple every week, we participate in Sankirtan. That is very essential. Together we should clap our hands and loudly chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra congregationally. So that is number one, Naam Seva. Number two, is Archa Vigraha Seva. Once we have the blessings and permission of our Guru Maharaj or Shiksha Gurus or our mentor, spiritual counselors, our temple president, local leaders, once we have their permission, we must all have some deities at home, forms of Krishna that we can serve. It could be a Gopalji deity, Gaurnitai, Radha Krishna, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, depending on our individual mood, or all of them. But we should serve them at home. We should dress them, we should bathe them, we should feed them. How frequently we do that, that is our individual sadhana. Sadhana, after all, is personal. We should try to do the best we can, sincerely, with love. Even if we can make just one offering every day, if we can just dress them, you know, every Ekadashi, or, you know, once a month, or twice a month, or whatever our standards are, but we must do daily service. Our service could just be standing in front of them, offering them something that we have cooked to eat, and then offering them a simple aarti, just a ghee lamp and an incense stick, and singing some Vaishnava bhajan for them, some aarti like Gaur aarti or Narsimha aarti to them. Just looking at them for that 10-15 minutes that we are singing the aarti, being in their presence, offering everything to them, bowing down to them every time we enter the house. Just treating them like the lords of our life. Archa Vigraha Seva. And if we are Brahman initiated, we can participate in worshipping the deity in the temple. So second limb is Archa Vigraha Seva. Third is studying Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavat Seva. That is what we are all doing on this conference call. Studying the revealed scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. We should study these books, try to think about them, try to implement them in our life, try to discuss them with each other and become inspired and purified and sharpen our spiritual intelligence with these scriptures. So Bhagavad Seva is the third limb. The fourth limb is Mathuravas, or staying in a holy place. Even if we are not able to stay in Vrindavan or Mayapur or Jagannath Puri, if we have installed deities in our house, if we have welcomed deities in our homes, our home is as good as a temple. Because every day, Krishna is getting aarti, Krishna is getting bhoga, Krishna is being bathed. You know, every so often, he's going to be dressed, he's going to be offered flowers, tulsi leaves. We should have tulsi plants in our homes. So our home is actually a holy place. Wherever there is Gaurnitai, wherever there is Tulsi Maharani, Advaita Acharya said that wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, that place is Vrindavan. So if we have Gaurnitai, if we have Radha Krishna in our homes are Vrindavan. If we have Tulsi Devi, Vrinda Devi, where Vrinda Devi is, that is Vrindavan. So simple to transform our homes into holy places. So we are doing the fourth limb of staying in a holy place. And in most, for most of us, you know, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, we have some ISKCON temple where Gaurnitai, Radha Krishna, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra are being served. Srila Prabhupada has visited so many cities in North America. So most of our places are holy places because there's a temple of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, the pure devotee, has placed his lotus feet. So we are all in holy place. Moreover, we have Srimad Bhagavatam in our homes. The full Bhagavatam said Chaitanya Charitamrita. So our homes are holy places. So we are all doing Mathuravas. And the fifth is Vaishnava Seva. Vaishnava Seva means doing the service of bringing people closer to Krishna. That is the best Seva we can do. To inspire them in Krishna consciousness. To encourage them in Krishna consciousness. And to do that, we have to follow the four other limbs nicely. Chanting nicely, doing our sadhana nicely, deity worship nicely, studying the scriptures nicely. Then we can give this to others and do Vaishnava Seva. Vaishnava Seva also means helping devotees in whatever way we can. There is nothing material about devotees. If a devotee is having health problem, job problem, because this devotee has surrendered his or her life to Krishna, helping that devotee in any way is Vaishnava Seva. It is spiritual. There are so many practical ways of doing Vaishnava Seva. We can do Vaishnava Seva by giving regular donations to our ISKCON temple, so that on Sunday feasts and different festivals, so many devotees can get prasadam. The temple can be maintained, so many devotees can come, get association, get inspiration there. It takes money to pay the mortgage of the temple, to pay the utility bills of the temple, to buy flowers for the deities, to buy milk and so many things, ghee for the deities, to make dresses for the deities. Everything requires money. So just by giving donation to the ISKCON temple, we are doing Vaishnava Seva. We are doing Bhagavat Seva as well as Vaishnava Seva. Because if the temple is maintained, so many devotees, so many Vaishnavas are going to come and benefit from being in that temple. So Srila Prabhupada has established this ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so that each and every one of us can perform these five limbs of devotional service, which are most powerful. Panchanga Bhakti, very powerful. Rupa Goswami mentions this in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Ganga Mata Goswamini, in her heart, she felt an inspiration while she was in Jagannath Puri, studying the scriptures, taking darshan of Jagannath, eating Jagannath's Mahaprasad, and serving the pilgrims who would come to Jagannath Puri. She was living her life in Jagannath Puri in this way. And because Jagannath, she was so pleased with her, he gave her inner inspiration that she should go to Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Ganga Mata Goswamini, she immediately left for Vrindavan Dham. And there, she went to the temple where the worshipable deity of Shri Rupa Goswami. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe Srila Rupa Goswami Pranadhana He. Rupa Goswami is Prandhan. Radha Govinda, they were being worshipped in the Radha Govinda temple. And Ganga Mata Goswamini went there. And there she happened to hear a Bhagavatam class by Haridas Pandit. Now just remember, Haridas Pandit was a disciple of Ananta Acharya. And Ananta Acharya was the foremost disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, who is an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is a disciplic succession. So Ganga Mata Goswamini heard this Bhagavatam class by Haridas Pandit, and in her heart she realized that Jagannathji has sent me to Vrindavan just so that I can find my Guru Maharaj. And right there in her heart of her hearts, Ganga Mata Goswamini, who until then was called Sachi Devi, accepted Haridas Pandit as her eternal spiritual master. And then she stayed near Radha Govinda Mandir, and every day she would hear the Bhagavatam class given by Haridas Pandit. And Haridas Pandit noticed her, and she approached Haridas Pandit for Shiksha. Before Diksha comes Shiksha. First we have to receive instructions from the spiritual master. And by following these instructions, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Rekeh Kuru Nandana Bahushaka Hyanantascha Budhayo Avavasayina. In the commentary to this verse of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this verse specifically recommends what a disciple should do. A disciple should completely focus on the instructions of the spiritual master and make the instructions of spiritual master his or her life and soul. So Ganga Mata Goswamini, who was at that time Sachi Devi, she approached Haridas Pandit and requested him to give Shiksha, instructions. And Haridas Pandit said that, what can you do in Vrindavan? Vrindavan is a place for those who have given everything to Krishna, renounced people. But you are a princess. What will you do in this austere land of Vrindavan? like that. Haridas Pandit told Sachi Devi. But Sachi Devi was Vyavasayatmaka Bodhi, aka Kuru Nandana. One pointed determination. She was very determined. Even though her guru spoke like this, she stayed at Radha Govinda temple and intensely she would chant her japa. She would eat only what was given to her, only whatever little Mahaprasad was given to her. She would attend all the Bhagavatam classes. She would study Bhagavatam. She would serve the Vaishnava. She would clean the temple. Very, very determined in her sadhana. Very strong and strict in her sadhana. And she gave up her clothes and started wearing the simple rags that were discarded by the Brajavasis. She covered herself well, but not with opulent clothes, with simple discarded rags, in the true mood of a renunciate. And she started losing weight, became thin and emaciated due to her intense austerities and sadhana. And Haridas Pandit noticed her sincerity. And then he called her and said, "My dear Vaishnavi, I want you to associate with my disciple. Her name is Lakshmi Priya Devi Dasi." And Lakshmi Priya Mataji was another disciple of Haridas Pandit, who was very much inspired by the example of Haridas Thakur. And every day she would chant 192 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, 3 lakh names, every day. And Lakshmi Priya and Sachi Devi, they became best of friends. Because Sachi Devi's spiritual master, Haridas Pandit, instructed her that I want you to associate with Lakshmi Priya. And Lakshmi Priya Mataji and Sachi Devi, they became the best of friends. Together they would chant 3 lakh names of Krishna every day. Together they would chant not 16, not 64, not 128, but 192 rounds every single day. Together, these two Vaishnavis, best of friends, they would chant together 192 rounds. Together, they would do Govardhan Parikrama. Together, they would take their holy dips in Radha Kund. Together, they would go to Vamshivat. Together, they would go to Rasasthali. Together, they would do Vrajadham Parikrama. Together, they would serve at Radha Govinda Dev temple in Vrindavan. Soon after that, seeing her sincerity, seeing her renunciation, seeing her dedication and devotion and determination, Srila Haridas Pandit initiated Sachi Devi. And then Sachi Devi and Lakshmi Priya, they lived under the guidance of Haridas Pandit in Vrindavan, performing their bhajan very sweetly and very sincerely. Sometimes when we are in a very comfortable position, we are in our comfort zone, we feel that this situation should continue forever. I am having such a nice association of my Gurudev or my Shiksha Gurus. I have such intimate friends. Everything is going on so smoothly. We are doing our services nicely. The temple is flourishing. Our Bhakti Vruksha is flourishing. Our Bhakti is flourishing. Everything is going on nicely. Let this continue just the way it is. But that is not how Krishna works. That is not how Krishna likes it. Very soon, Haridas Pandit told Sachi Devi that I want you to go back to Jagannath Puri. Hare Krishna. Here she was living with such wonderful Vaishnavas and Vaishnavins. She had the association of her dear most lifelong friend, Lakshmi Priya. She had her Gurudev. She had her Radha Govinda Dev, the worshipable deities of Rupa Goswami. She had Vrindavan, she had Govardhan, Radha Kund, Yamuna, and now she had to leave everything. and go to Jagannath Puri. But whatever the Guru says, a disciple should do with discipline. Because disciple means disciplined. Disciple means one who is disciplined by the instructions of the Guru. So without hesitation, she begged for the blessings of her Gurudev. She begged for the blessings of all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. And she begged for the best wishes from Lakshmi Priya. And she left Vrindavan and came to Jagannath Puri. Her spiritual master Haridas Pandit had given her a very specific seva in Jagannath Puri. Haridas Pandit had instructed her that the worshipable deity of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is not being served properly. I want you to go to Jagannath Puri and serve this deity of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And the deity, the Pranadhan, the worshipable deity of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Shaligram Shila, a beautiful Damodar Shaligram Shila. And the Shaligram Shila was in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, not getting any service. Nobody was worshipping. And even the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was in utter ruins. And here comes Sachi Devi to Jagannath Puri. No money, no disciples, no followers, nothing. What is she going to do? She engages in Madhukari and begs few paisas, some money from the householders so that she could renovate the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and establish proper service for the Damodar Shaligram Shila. And seeing the sincerity of her bhajan, seeing the sincerity of her sadhana, seeing her sincere devotion for Jagannath, the devotees were moved, the devotees were touched, and they came forward to help her. And slowly, it was not easy. It was not quick. It took time and it took effort. But Sachi Devi renovated the whole house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come and accept prasadam, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was brought for the first time when he had come to Jagannath Puri and fainted, lost consciousness in ecstasy upon seeing Jagannath. That same house was renovated by Sachi Devi. And the beautiful Damodar Shaligram Shila was now being worshipped very nicely. Nice bhogas was being offered to the Shaligram Shila. The king of Orissa at that time was Raja Mukunda Dev. When Mukunda Dev heard about this saintly lady who had come to Jagannath Puri and who had renovated the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who had re-established the proper service to the Damodar Shaligram Shila of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Raja Mukunda Dev was very touched. And he realized that this is a very special Vaishnavi. So he came one day to hear her Bhagavatam class, which she was giving in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And when the king heard the Bhagavatam class, his life was completely transformed. The purity of Sachi Devi transformed the heart of King Mukunda Dev. And he fell at her feet and said, please initiate me. Give me the mantra. Give me diksha. But she said, you are a king. I am a very ordinary lady. I don't feel myself qualified to initiate a great person like you. Under your kingship, such a nice service is being rendered to Jagannath Ji. And I am just a beggar in the kingdom of Jagannath. What right do I have to initiate the king? And she politely declined. Sometime later, her fame increased so much. Hundreds and thousands of devotees would come every day to hear Bhagavatam class from her, Chaitanya Charitamrita class from her in Jagannath Puri. And seeing her popularity and how many people were coming, there was no place to accommodate them. So the king Mukunda Dev said, to Sachi Devi that please give me the opportunity to donate you a piece of land so that you can preach effectively, comfortably. And again, Sachi Devi politely refused, declined the offer. And Jagannath himself came in the dream of the king, Mukunda Dev, and told him that there is a piece of land adjoining Shvetakund. I want you to donate this piece of land to Sachi Devi. Now there is a history behind this bond. In Treta Yuga, so King Indradumna, to whom Jagannathji appeared, he lived in Satya Yuga. In Treta Yuga, there lived a king in Orissa. His name was Maharaja Shweta. The Shweta Raja, he was a great devotee of Jagannath. And every day he would bring personal offerings of food for Jagannath to eat. Every day. One day he came and he saw that there were thousands of demigods who had come and who had cooked beautiful offerings for Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. And they were feeding Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, offering their preparations, their bhoga to Jagannath. And Jagannath was eating. And then he looked at his own plate, the bhoga that he had brought. And compared to the heavenly offerings of the demigods, his earthly offering seemed very, very insignificant and simple. So he felt greatly humbled in the presence of the demigods who had come in Treta Yuga to feed Jagannath. And he felt very dejected. Somehow he offered his bhoga in a very humbled state and left. But then Jagannathji inspired him that come back to the temple and see what's going on. So this king Shweta, he came running. And what did he see? He saw that Lakshmi Devi herself had picked up the bhoga plate which King Shweta had brought. And with her own hands, Lakshmi Devi was feeding Jagannath. And Jagannathji was eating with great relish what King Shweta had cooked for him. Shweta became very happy. And Jagannathji asked him for any benediction. And he said that, I want to serve you, I want to serve your devotees all my life. And at the end of my life, I want to come to the spiritual world, to your abode, after I have completed my seva in the material world. And Jagannathji said, Tathastu. At the end of his life, King Shweta returned to the spiritual world. But the place from where he returned to the spiritual world, there a beautiful kund was formed, a beautiful pond was formed, which represented the mercy that King Shweta had received from Jagannath. And in honor of King Shweta, this pond, this kund, was named Shweta Kund. So now, in Kali Yuga, Jagannathji appeared in the dream of King Mukunda Dev and told him that there is a land, a tract of land adjoining this Shweta Kund. I want you to gift it to Sachi Devi for her preaching activities and for her bhajan. So the king came, Mukunda Dev came to Sachi Devi and told her that it is the order of Jagannath that you accept this land. So just to facilitate her preaching activities, she accepted this land. And there she would give classes to hundreds and thousands of devotees every day. And one day, it was the auspicious time where people go to Ganga. And they take the holy dip in the water of Ganga. It is considered very, very auspicious to do Ganga Snan at that time. But somehow, she could not do it because of the distance. And when her spiritual master had told her to come to Jagannath Puri for the specific seva of serving that Damodar Shaligram Shila, and renovating the house of Sarvam Bhattacharya. In her heart, Sachi Devi had taken Kshetra Sanyas, just like Gadadhar Pandit. Just as Gadadhar Pandit had taken Kshetra Sanyas, Sachi Devi also took Kshetra Sanyas. So she could not leave Jagannath Puri to go to Ganga and take a snan. So she was feeling some regret in her heart that I cannot go for Ganga snan at this auspicious muhurta. At that time, Jagannathji appeared in her dream and told her that you take bath right now in this Shweta Kund. and I will fill that water with Ganga water and you take a bath there. So she immediately went and she took the holy dip in the water of Shweta Kund, which was filled with Ganga water by the mercy of Jagannath. And as soon as Sachi Devi took a dip in the water of Ganga Kund, Shweta Kund, the water which was filled with Ganga started overflowing. And this transcendental spiritual water of Mother Ganga, it lifted up Sachi Devi in the middle of the night when she was taking this bath and brought her straight to Jagannath Puri temple. And everybody woke up because there was this huge stream of water coming from the Shweta Kund going all the way to Jagannath Puri temple. The whole road was flooded with this water. So everybody woke up and they realized that this is some miracle that is happening. And everybody started doing achaman in that water which was flowing. And unknown to all the people, Sachi Devi was transported to the lotus feet of Jagannath in the inner sanctum sanctorum of Jagannath Puri temple. Because this Ganga which emanated from Shweta Kund wanted to meet Jagannath, wanted to go to the lotus feet of Jagannath. So the stream went to the Jagannath Puri temple through the door to the lotus feet of Jagannath. And Sachi Devi was carried with the flow of this Ganga. And when the pujaris realized that this water is flowing into the temple hall, they went and they opened the door. And when they opened the door, they found this lady inside, Sachi Devi, inside the inner sanctum of Jagannath Puri temple with Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra, all alone. So they thought she must have come to steal the jewelry of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, because she is trying to preach, she is trying to establish so many this and that temple, renovate Sarobha Bhattacharya's house. She may be needing money and she has come to steal from Jagannath. How sinful. So they immediately called the guards of the temple and the guards put Sachi Devi, a pure hearted Vaishnavi, into jail. Just imagine. They put her in jail and they all went to sleep. That night, in the dream of the head pujari of Jagannath Puri temple, as well as in the dream of the king Mukunda Dev, Jagannath ji himself came and he told the whole story to both of them, that this Sachi Devi is a great Vaishnavi, she is very dear to my heart and she had a desire to take a bath in Ganga. Therefore I ordered Ganga Devi to manifest in Shweta Kund, which was right next to where she was staying, and at night in her dream I told her to take a bath, and when she took a dip, by her purity Ganga Devi herself went into ecstasy and transported her to my lotus feet. And you have imprisoned her, immediately release her and accept initiation from her. So the head pujari and the king, they got up and they came running to the jail where Sachi Devi was imprisoned. And they told everyone what had happened, what Jagannath had revealed to them. And they immediately honorably released Sachi Devi and fell at her lotus feet and begged forgiveness and begged her for initiation. And then Sachi Devi initiated them and she became known as Ganga Mata Goswamini, because Mother Ganga herself appeared in Shweta Kund to serve her desires of taking a bath in Ganga. So the Shweta Kund became known as Shweta Ganga and Sachi Devi became known as Ganga Mata Goswamini. She lived for many years in Jagannath Puri, preached vigorously the philosophy, the Siddhanta, as taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit, which came to her through parampara of Ananta Acharya and her guru, Haridas Pandit. She lived for many years, had hundreds and thousands of initiated disciples, just like Janava Mataji, the consort of Nityananda Prabhu, was a guru. She gave initiation. Similarly, Ganga Mata Goswamini also gave initiation. And she was a Diksha Guru to hundreds and thousands of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So our acharyas explain that one may be a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Sannyasi, Vanprasth, Grahastha or Brahmachari. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna consciousness can become a guru regardless of the varna, regardless of the ashram, regardless of the sex, whether one is male or female, it does not matter. One who is close to Krishna, one who has understood Krishna, one who is self-realized, whether he is Vaishnava or a Vaishnavi, doesn't matter, can become a guru. Ganga Mata Goswamini ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, HG Adi Kadha Dardar, Koti Koti Dengar Pranam to your Seva. We will take us in Sijam, Jagannath Puri Dham, Sijam, Mayapur Dham. Prabhuji, how nicely you explained the pastime. Thank you very much. Koti Koti Dengar Pranam. All good, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for such a sweet, sweet class. Such a variety we have in Krishna consciousness. We start with you started with the magnificent creation of Mahavishnu and all that, and the many incarnations and so much, you know, scientific, you know, sort of thing. And then now we come to the sweetness of Krishna. So it's just amazing. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Is this Phaneshwari Lakshmi Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu, it is. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Practice does make us
better. Finally, you get it, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat all. Krishna Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu. As Phaneshwari Lakshmi Mataji said, initially it started off with something very philosophical, and it was, you submerged us in Krishna Katha. So thank you so much. It was very inspiring to hear her story, and the details that you mentioned was fascinating, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving us your very valuable association and always being with us on the conference call. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your seva. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. The good fortune is all mine. I am fortunate to be in your association, all of you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, all glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful and wonderful class, especially the narration that you gave about Ganga Mata Goswami. It was such a sweet narration. So thank you so much for all your efforts and all your time that you are giving to all of us. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, may I know your good name, please?
This is Kirtida Sanjidasi here.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
This is Kirtida Sanjidasi.
Hare Krishna. Kirtida Sundari Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for your
kind
words. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And just want to share with all of you that His Holiness Bhaktisaru Swami Maharaj was in Atlanta. And after that, you know, he came to North Carolina. And he was praising a lot about Gata Adi Gadadhar Prabhu and his parents. Especially about his father, that he left everything and now he is totally under the cow protection movement. So his father is really, you know, have a piece of land and he's saving all the cows and there. And how Maharaj was explaining that Actually, that area is a deserted place. There is no rainfall. But the few acres that his father, Adigadadhar Prabhu's father, owned, you know, that specific area, since cow protection is going on there, since cows are there, that area is so fertile and there is so much auspiciousness there. So Maharaj was explaining that it is all because of cows. And so Prabhuji, I really can't just say, you know, because my words will be very little, but I can just express that yes, Maharaj was really glorifying you and your family. So hats off to you and your family, and totally indebted that we are getting your valuable association. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sundari Mataji. Thank you so much. Dasosmi.
So thank you, Kirtina Sundari Mataji, for bringing that up. And I also had a couple of things to say about Mukundata Prabhu's visit. So when Mukundata Prabhu was here, apparently he also glorified Adigadadhar Prabhu, saying that Adigadadhar Prabhu is a very sweet person. So he was very happy to meet him in Sadhu Sangha, and he expressed this. And the other thing I wanted to say is, I believe in Atlanta, I didn't hear the class personally because I'm not in Atlanta, but one thing I heard from the Atlanta devotees, a couple of them, is that when Bhakti Charu Maharaj was actually giving a class in Atlanta, he was telling about Adigadadhar Prabhu, about how it is so difficult, for him, being a doctor, he's got such a packed schedule, and how he maintains his spiritual schedule along with it. So, I mean, it's exemplary. So Maharaj was actually glorifying him, this is what I heard. So thank you so much for bringing that up, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. It gives us more scope to glorify a Vaishnava like him. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Jai Ho Gopinath Ki. Thank you,
Mataji. Thank you, Prithvi Velasini Mataji. I don't deserve anything, but I transfer all this praise back to His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, who has such a pure heart that he sees his own divine qualities reflected everywhere around him and only sees good everywhere. So I transfer all these words of appreciation back to him and his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, I have a question. So where is this land that the cow protection is going, in India or U.S.?
This land, Mataji, is in a place called Vidarbha. It's in Maharashtra, near a city called Akola. That's where I'm from originally.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. I would like to use this as just to tell people about the benefits of cow protection when we can actually show, right? This place in Maharashtra is like this, and this is what happened because of cow protection. It's a great, great preaching point. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
What, Priti Vilasini Gopi, by your permission, I want to add one more point that our Ajri Adigadadhar Das Prabhuji's father and mother is a professional doctor, and they have a big hospital, but they left everything and they start this seva. Hari Bol Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all the Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Anyone else has any questions or comments?
I'd like to make one little comment. I was just thinking as everybody was speaking, it's not only our gurus who are in the disciplic succession, but even we see in the families too, as the families continue the process, that from parents to children or children to parents, whichever way it went, and then we continue this process, that this Krishna consciousness will flourish just like this. It's not just, the main gurus that are important, but it's every single solitary devotee and every single solitary family of devotees when they come together and are able to fulfill the mission one family at a time, one individual at a time. It just seems proven in this this lineage, this family lineage. So all glories to Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful vision. All glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.
So true, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Wonderful comment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So, since we have two important devotees on the call, I just wanted to make a quick announcement that next week we will have one class by Kirtida Sundari Mataji and we will have one class by Paneshwari Mataji. So, we are still trying to fix the days. But I request everyone to be present on the call because both of them speak really beautifully. So, anyone else has any questions or comments? Okay, so we can end the call. Thank you all so much for being there. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai srila prabhupada ki jai shri shri chaitanya charitamrita ki jai his grace adi gadadhar prabhu ki jai
jai
prabhupada
ki jai thank you all very much hare krishna
janmasvanam prabhu